You're about to hear a digitized message from the Lutheran Hour. All rights on the program and its copyrighted content are reserved by the International Lutheran Layman's League. Permission was granted for Concordia Theological Seminary to digitize this message. For more information on the Lutheran Hour, or for questions about special uses of this material, go to lhm.org or call 1-800-876-9880.
You don't get points from God for bearing fruit. You get power from God to bear fruit.
Bringing Christ to the nations, the Lutheran Hour. The International Lutheran Layman's League is pleased to present a recorded transcript of a recent Lutheran Hour sermon by Dr. Oswald Hoffman, Lutheran Hour speaker. It is our prayer that it will bring hope and joy to your life.
Lord God, sink the roots of our lives deep into your grace, that we may have forgiveness of our sins and true life by faith in your Son, Jesus Christ. Lead us to true discipleship, that our lives may bear much fruit under your tender care for us and for the whole world in its need to know your love and your kindness in Jesus Christ, the Savior of the world. In his name we pray. Amen. Did you ever plant beans? One bean will grow a whole plant. One plant will grow a whole lot of beans. Jesus Christ drew from a fact of life like that to tell his story. He said, "I am the true vine, and my Father is the vine grower. In this is my Father glorified, that you may bear much fruit and be my disciples." There's a good deal more to the story than that, of course. It's the story of the whole world. Where did the first bean come from? Someone might say the first bean plant. Where did the first bean plant come from? From the first bean. A lot of people never get any farther than this superficial explanation of things. Where did the first bean come from? Some say it came about through impersonal forces, the product of a series of accidents or lucky chances. Multiply that by millions of varieties and species, and you begin to realize how ridiculous it sounds. It is ridiculous, and everybody knows it. There's another answer. It is that the first seed was created under the intelligent, powerful, and personal direction of God. It takes faith to believe that, too. It doesn't take nearly as much faith, however, as to believe that everything came about by pure accident. That bean could remain in a packet of seeds for 10 years. Nothing would happen. Put it into the ground, however, and it will draw nourishment from water and from minerals in the soil. It may grow to a height of 6 to 8 feet. That plant has branches and leaves. As a bean grower, you are not interested only in branches and leaves. You're looking for fruit. It is what God has in mind. It is what happens when that plant fulfills its destiny. The seeds of human life, planted by God himself, don't always fulfill their destiny. Some of them hardly come out of the ground. Others just grow branches and leaves. Often lots and lots of branches and leaves, but no fruit. Jesus Christ himself cursed a fig tree one day. The fig tree, you know, starts to grow fruit before it produces leaves. This fig tree had lots of leaves. The symbolic gesture of Jesus describes all of that kind of religion which is full of leaves but bears no fruit. Jesus Christ cursed that fig tree. Today, the religion of the world, by and large, shows devotion to secularism, with secular pursuits which achieve temporal success at whatever cost. Unless you've got money, power, or position, or all three of them put together, you're not successful. Jesus Christ cursed that fig tree of secularism and its glorification of success, just as he cursed all the religion of piety that has nothing but leaves and no fruit. He said, it's all leaves. Where is the fruit? The fruit comes from the vine, and the vine comes from the seed. The seed, in the last analysis, is the product of God himself. This is true in the natural world, and it is also true in the human world. This is the year of the 450th anniversary of the Augsburg Confession, delivered by some brave layman to the Emperor Charles V in a session of the Empire at Augsburg. The emperor was interested primarily in finding a way to unify people in a war that he wished to conduct with the Turks. The confession at Augsburg was a statement of faith on the part of people accused of causing disturbance in the empire, and they presented it in the interest of unity. Unfortunately, their interest was not understood at the time and was not accepted in the spirit in which it was offered. This confession has become the first great statement of Protestant belief. It is the key statement made by Lutherans, which today is getting a great deal more attention from both Protestants and Roman Catholics than it received 450 years ago. Article 4 of the Augsburg Confession states, "It is also taught among us that we cannot obtain forgiveness of sin and righteousness before God by our own merits, works, or satisfactions, but that we receive forgiveness of sin and become righteous before God by grace for Christ's sake through faith, when we believe that Christ suffered for us and that for his sake our sin is forgiven and righteousness and eternal life are given to us." That's it. There's a lot more to the confession, but this is the heart of the whole thing. If you were to describe that little statement I just read from the Augsburg Confession, you would have to say that it is the gospel of Jesus Christ. It is straightforward and clear. People may not believe it, but they certainly can understand it. We are not saved by what we do, even by the fruits that are brought forth on the vines of our lives. We are saved by the power of God that is in that seed, which is the Word of God. Jesus said, "I am the true vine, and my Father is the vine grower. Remain in me, and I in you. The branch cannot bear fruit of itself unless it remains in the vine. So also you, unless you remain in me. I am the vine. You are the branches." That plant, that vine, has to have roots if it is going to bear fruits. It needs roots so that nourishment can flow through those roots into a growing plant. Without roots, no fruits, because without roots, no life. Faith has to have roots. The church has to have roots. A Christian has to have roots. Without roots, no fruits. I've noticed that a lot of people become confused when it comes to roots and fruits. Many people seem to think that they're saved by their fruits, the good things they do, the things people can see. Probably the most widely held belief of people everywhere is that you are saved by your fruits and that it doesn't matter if you have any roots at all. I've heard people say, "God loves good people because he hates bad people. So be good, and God will be good to you." That is the religion of millions of people, including some who call themselves Christians. Unfortunately, nothing could be further from the truth. Without roots, no fruits. Jesus Christ himself said, "The plant comes from the seed planted by God." In fact, he said, he himself is the plant. In his Father's design, Jesus, the Son of God, became a human being. He did this not to impress people, but to save people. He was a man of sorrows and rejected by people. He was not a conquering hero, but the suffering servant who died on a cross. He suffered as people suffer, and he died as people die. The greatness and the glory of it is that he did not die for himself, but for the world which so casually rejected him. The good news of Jesus Christ is the new seed that produces new life. It is God's doing every step of the way. He is the vine grower. Jesus Christ himself is the vine. His power produces the branches. You are the branches, he said. I am the vine. The farmer or suburban gardener knows that if you plant a fruit tree and expect beautiful fruit, that fruit needs good roots, and it needs nourishment to flow through those roots. The Augsburg Confession says it quite clearly. We are rooted through Christ to the roots of God himself by faith in Jesus Christ. People become branches of the vine through faith in Christ and become part of the body of Christ himself. Jesus taught among us that we cannot obtain forgiveness of sin and righteousness before God by our own merits, works, or satisfactions, our own fruits. But we receive forgiveness of sin and become righteous before God by grace, for Christ's sake, through faith, when we believe that Christ suffered for us, and that for his sake our sin is forgiven, and righteousness and eternal life are given to us. Paul prayed that his people might be rooted in Christ through faith in the love of God, which is his grace. That's what grace means, the love of God, which is undeserved. It is by God's grace that you have been saved through faith, said Paul. It is not the result of your own effort or good deeds, but it is God's gift. That is how people are saved, through the gift of God, which is Christ himself. By faith in Christ, which makes people a part of the body of Christ. God gave Christ, and God gives faith. Salvation is what he intended when he sent his Son to a cross, raised him from the dead, and declared him to be the Son of God with power by resurrection from the dead. People cannot live without God any more than a plant can live without roots. Without God, our human lives really come from nowhere and lead to nowhere. Faith in God and in Christ, whom he has sent, is not doing God a favor. It is God doing the greatest possible favor to you that you can say to yourself and to God, I believe in Christ. I put myself into his hands. That's faith. Jesus Christ shows us how faith works. He had faith in his Father. He took his Father at his word, and he followed his Father's will. He trusted his Father, even when it looked as if his Father had abandoned him. A lot of people misunderstand faith. They think it is just knowing the right thing. Crowds gather to watch a man walk over a wire with a wheelbarrow across Niagara Falls. Someone says, I know that he can do it. That sounds like faith. But it isn't. Faith would be to get into that wheelbarrow and go over with him. The apostles of Christ always told their people to be rooted down and then built up. The only way a human life can really be rooted down is to have faith in God and in his power. Be rooted in faith and in love like the love of God, through which he has shown his power to the world. You can't do anything to make yourself pleasing to God. It's not your fruits that count there, but the roots. Be rooted in God and let him turn you into the beautiful, loving, generous, open, and caring person who's ready to show some fruits. The fruits of faith are love, joy, peace, gentleness, great-heartedness, and self-control. Fruits of the Spirit, St. Paul called them. Fruits produced in human lives by the Spirit of God, who produces faith in the hearts of people through the power of God. A tree doesn't just stand there bragging about its fruits. It is created to produce fruits. People rooted in the power of God through faith in Jesus Christ don't go around bragging about the fruits of their lives. The good things that they do, they've been created and recreated by God to do these things. What is there to brag about? The fruits of genuine piety are beautiful to behold. When piety gets in the way of faith, however, when piety is paraded as if it were true religion, it produces some of the most violent excesses that world history has ever seen. The bitterest wars, the most vicious conflicts, have been those caused by religious people in the name of piety. True religion, said St. James, is the true practice of one's faith, to visit the widows and the fatherless in their affliction, and to keep oneself unspotted from the world. It is a gentle thing, and also a very powerful thing. Within it, the power of God comes from the roots of deep faith, empowering people to do anything, even to suffer, for the sake of Jesus Christ. I am the vine, said Jesus. You are the branches. It is an invitation. It is also a solemn warning. Unless someone remains in me, he is thrown out as a branch and burned, as branches are that are no good. When you remain in me and my words remain in you, whatever you wish you may ask and it will be done for you. In this is my Father glorified, that you bear much fruit and be my disciples. Faith grows in the good soil of humility. Humility recognizes you cannot obtain forgiveness of sin and righteousness before God by your own merits, works, or satisfactions, but that you do receive forgiveness of sin and become righteous before God by his grace for the sake of Christ through faith, when you believe that Christ suffered for you and that for his sake your sin is forgiven and righteousness and eternal life are given to you. It is an invitation to receive what God has to give. In his grace, he forgives your sin for the sake of Christ. In his grace, he gives you life for the sake of Christ. That's the gospel of Jesus Christ. It is good news from God, and it is all in Christ. You don't get points from God for bearing fruit. You get power from God to bear fruit. Put right with God through faith in Christ, you receive power from God right into your own heart. After that, it is just as natural as anything can be. The plant grows from such roots to bear fruits. When you have those kinds of roots, you want to bear fruits. It becomes a kind of natural thing for people to love others when they love Christ, to respect their parents or their children, to speak kindly of other people, to be generous and unselfish. You want to bear fruits when you have roots in God. All of us must praise God that this gospel of Jesus Christ is coming through to so many people today. Many people are beginning to find out what the Augsburg Confession was talking about. In the last analysis, all of us have to find out what the Lord was talking about. You have to have roots before you can bear fruits. When you have roots, you will not only bear fruits, but you will want to bear fruits. That is your destiny in Christ. While all of this is happening, let us all remember, let him that boasts, boast in the Lord. The Lord says, I am the vine, you are the branches. By this is my Father glorified, that you may bear much fruit and be my disciples. Amen.